Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Partner Perspective Pod. I'm Chris Happ, and today we are really excited to dive in with Tom Gordon, CEO and co-founder of Slim Chickens. From store number one in 2003 in Fayetteville, Arkansas, to store 100 in late 2019, Tom and fellow co-founder Greg Smart are largely responsible for the calculated growth of this surging Better Chicken brand. This is a great conversation that really lets us into the mindset of a franchise restaurant leader right now. Tom gets into talking about how he's applying strategies learned from past economic shakeups, what's keeping him up at night, and he also shares some unique insight about what he's learned about his team through this pandemic. Thanks for joining us and enjoy. Hey, everybody. We are back with episode two of Partner Perspective. This week, we are super excited to be joined by Tom Gordon, CEO and co-founder of one of the fastest growing franchise restaurant brands in the country, Slim Chickens. Tom, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Happy to. Good to see you.
Yep. Good to see you as well. This is the new mode of communication, right?
Oh, yes. Every day.
So it's crazy to think what we would be doing right now, as opposed to what we are doing right now. This would be like day two or three of Recon, ICSC.
Yes, that's right.
So first and foremost, I think most importantly, what we want to know and what I'm interested in, how are you doing? How is your team doing? And as CEO, what mode are you in right now?
Well, I appreciate it. Appreciate the chance to talk with you too. We're doing fine. The first 2 weeks of this whole thing, which were the last 2 weeks of March, were certainly scary. Nobody really knew what was going to happen and what was going on. But my team pulled together. My executive and VP Corps really did a great job of understanding the landscape and making some quick decisions. Some aggressive marketing spin that we try to get out there and get after. And, my CMO recommended X, Y, and Z. We green-lighted that stuff real early, and we started working on what is the new buzzword now, but the pivot away from, inside dining to speeding up the drive-through and utilizing the app to really drive sales. And then, of course, that after 2 weeks of that, it morphed into, okay, now it's going to be curbside pickup with the app because folks couldn't come inside the restaurants. But, for us, we're still looking at our budget and our goals for this year as potentially intact. We opened a store last Wednesday, and we'll have our 105th opening tomorrow.
Very good.
So We're cranking away. We're living on Zoom. I'm here in the office today, but I'm in the office kind of 1 or 2 days a week, depending on what I got to do. And, that may be the case for a while, kind of in and out of here instead of just the hardcore, 9-to-5 program.
Right. So the growth strategy for your company, for you and your brand, super calculated. I think that would be the best way to put it. 17 plus years of calculated growth. That implies a certain strategy, but it also implies that you've been through a few of these, we'll call them episodes, right? In the pod world here, we've been calling them turbulence, economic turbulence, peaks and valleys. What did you learn from previous? So if Slim Chickens is 2003 store one, what did you learn from past shakeups that you're applying now in this scenario?
Well, I think that we'd all agree that the biggest shakeup was the financial crisis in 2008, 2009.
Right.
Lucky for us, we were so poor and destitute that we didn't really know what was really going on. We actually found opportunities through that. Landlords needing tenants, we were able to maybe manufacture some better deals because landlords needed a tenant. Landlord need a tenant that they could take a risk on that maybe not as credit worthy, we're not as nationally known. And so we found some seams to grow then, kind of like we're finding some seams to grow now. I think that what we learned from that experience is, you can't be paralyzed. You got to go. And if you break something, you got to pick it up and fix it. But our team and our franchisees need support, and we had to find a way to do that then. And I think we're doing, obviously, in my opinion, a lot better of a job of it now. But we can't, we just can't be paralyzed by the situation. We gotta work it out, work through it, and really take the great ideas that we have across franchisees and the support center and all the executives and put them in to a box that everybody can utilize. You've heard me say before, you know, none of us have the market corner on good ideas, and being open to how we adjust and how we work with our corporate operators, franchisees, is just key. And more now than really ever in the past, we all had to kind of find a way to get it together and haul it up out of the ditch over the first 2 weeks of being down.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing? So a little more granular, what are you doing right now as a result of this specific sort of last 8 week stretch that improves sales, improves operations, brand specific? What are you doing right now as we are on our way back to whatever new normal is?
Well, you know, we've changed up some of our drive-through procedures. We want to be faster in the drive-through. The drive-through's got a workforce. It's got to be the workhorse, typically. And look, you know, that it's funny, that initiative was on the board before COVID-19.
I have a pin.
We got
a pin that says rock the drive-through.
Rock the drive-through. That's right.
Yep.
And but you know, the whole COVID situation sort of force-fed that, and we had to do it and get better at it. We have a standing meeting every morning at 9:30 with all the execs and all the VPs, so 10 people on this Zoom call just like this. And, you know, that's been a nice change too. We may not do it every single morning going forward, but it's been great to see everybody hear and listen to each piece of the business in a way that they hadn't before. And I think it has fostered even a little more understanding, compassion, and maybe some respect for what people are doing that just might not be visible. And, you know, us trying to instill that culture of being loyal to the absent, it's helped having everybody on a Zoom call talking about their piece. And that gives everybody some perspective. And I think that, you know, my guys are terrified that I'm going to keep that up for forever. But I enjoy hearing it. And I think it's been good for everybody.
I mean, that is fascinating here, because I think, you know, I could speak for our world. Communication right now is one of the largest challenges, right? Whether that's inter-office, whether that's between you and the franchisor and the franchisees. It's more difficult now than ever. But if I hear what you're saying, I mean, it sounds like communication's almost improved or expanded or found new ways to happen, really.
It has. And you know, we all got real scared. And then real scared means lots of focus. And my constant refrain is, you know, what can we accomplish? We could focus like this every day without a crisis on our hands.
Yeah.
Should we have a pretend crisis every week and see how far we can get? I don't know that that's the right maneuver, but the focus and dedication has been tremendous. And I think you only get that focus and dedication if you really, really force the communication piece to happen just constantly. And for us, that's worked out pretty well.
That's awesome. So it's not all rainbows and unicorns. What keeps you up at night? Super simple question. What, when you wake up in the middle of the night, what's keeping you up right now?
Well, the time we have is not nearly enough to fill up all my worries on any given evening. But, I think about the larger, broader economy, and even if a vaccine or, you know, effective treatments show up in 18 months or 24 months, will the economy handle itself through then? I mean, right. Stimulus is great, but at some point you fire all those bullets and you know, do guests and communities have money to spend? Hard to say. I don't know. But people are seeming to slowly get back to work. Essential workers and what is deemed essential seems to be growing by the day. And I think you can feel it. There's a little more traffic out there, a little more air travel, and a little less disease and sickness. And we can all hope that remains the same. But I think that vigilance will be important for quite a while to come. And as we've talked about before, I think this sort of telecommuting a couple of days a week in and out of the office is going to be like this for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I heard this recently, and I'm interested in your take on it. So the past 8 weeks, have you spent more time, you think, on your business, or have you spent more time in your business, and maybe sort of the distinction between the two?
Well, for me, I'm a pretty hands-on guy, so I don't think there's as wide a distinction from me as maybe some. We had to spend a lot of time up front understanding the changes we had to make. We spent changes in the drive-thru. The app is critical. We had to tweak that a little bit. We need to work on that sort of thing. And I think we did a good job with that. So that's kind of on it right there.
Yeah.
But in terms of being in it and in the franchising world, I mean, that never really stops. You know, we've got a pipeline of franchisees that are coming on this year. I don't think that we lost a single one due to COVID-19. I think many of them, especially in March, were like, let's just wait a while. Understandable and fine. Right. But the same fundamentals of business and brand don't go out the window. I mean, you got to have the table stakes, good food, fast service, friendly people, and execute inside and outside those restaurants. And that hasn't changed. And in fact, I think our execution is somewhat better because we've had to focus on the drive-thru and the app. So, you know, there are not many pieces of our company that I don't at least try to understand and pay attention to. And I keep my hands on a lot of it, much to many of my guys' chagrin, but we've been fortunate and it's going as good as we could have hoped.
It's the best part about that word, fundamentals, right? They shouldn't change, right?
Don't change. That's right.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So let's wrap up here. What have you learned about your team? Make that executive, make that marketing, whatever, however you want to take it. What have you learned about your team over the last 8 weeks that you did not know before?
It's a tough one because I pride myself on knowing. there were some nuances around supply chain and purchasing that I didn't know, and that is a testament directly to how good my supply chain and purchasing guys are. You know, but hearing it every day, because you know what, we were worried about supply chain, you know, protein supply in the United States, and moving around the country for a while. We've managed that well, but those guys are sharp as they could possibly be. Pat Freeze and his team are incredible.
Yep.
I learned kind of some more the temperament of some of our franchisees about, and do they want to get aggressive in this time? Do they want to hold back in this time? Many do believe that there will be real estate opportunities and especially people, HR opportunities coming out of this that we all want to take advantage of. And seeing that it was refreshing. You know, people are like, hey, we might just hit the brakes for 30 days, but we're going to be looking here right after that and understand and find deals and purchase deals and lease deals to go do because we believe they'll be there. Yeah. And that's that. What that says to me is that they're still confident in the brand. They're confident in me and my leadership team, and they're confident that the economy will eventually recover to the degree that we want it to.
Excellent. All right. Fascinating insight. Tom, thanks again for your time. We know you're super busy right now and you have a lot of balls in the air, but it's probably no different than any other time, to be honest. Thanks for letting us take a closer look at how you're managing the brand right now. And obviously, we hope that you'll come back and join us in the future when we're big time.
Sounds good. Great to see you, man.
Thank you.
We really hope you enjoyed that interview with Slim Chicken's co-founder and CEO, Tom Gordon. As a reminder, we're hosted across every major podcast platform. And of course, don't forget to check us out on LinkedIn for more content, including video clips from these interviews. Thanks again for joining us on Partner Perspective.